The Sunday Sermon 14. Silent Movies. With the Paris Agreement, Prince Charles has introduced zero-emission kilts to the Scottish in an attempt to reduce tossing the caber. This seems to have failed with Alex Salmond, who says he wears a sporran to cover up for his leaks. The Prince of Wales likes to offer a helping hand and has been known to judge a good leak at the Abergavenny Farmers' Annual Fete. All hardy northerners agree Paris is a good reason for a Highland fling, and they are queuing up to meet Camilla for a cup of mild china at the Hilton. Everyone knows Paris Hilton has been the source of innumerable leaks beneath the sporran, and is why the sweaty socks like to read poetry while serving up their wee beasties. I was invited to meet Sean Connery for a poetry award some years ago, but when they said I had to have a wee dram with him, I said never mind the Highland bullocks. A case of Ochi le Gnu rather than Inspector Clouseau. Mistress Priti Patel is coming on strong with criminals and could be putting the high heel boot in soon with sex offenders meat and two veg. Not quite the rising footsie Rishi Rich probably had in mind after serving up a hole in his pocket's budget for Doris. As Piers Morgan has taken on board some suggestions from Tommy Steele, maybe he'll agree to higher tax for rich media types, and then Rishi Rich could give us all half a sixpence to expand our business to prop up the economy. The European Union is claiming blood clots as a reason to avoid Oxford, and Piers certainly looks to clots for being influenced by a little white bull. A small prick, and I'm not talking COVID vaccines. I'm still overjoyed with my vaccine and the lead it put in my pencil. Prince William assured us all the English are an accepting lot and not prone to racism, which should be obvious considering who Flash Harry married. Tommy Steele made a very nice sculpture of Charlie Chaplin that sat at the Petersham Road and latterly ended up in Leicester Square, which may be why a few imperialist statues were removed after Black Lives Matter. Prince Andrew stuck his foot in it and wished he'd taken directions from Charlie's scriptwriter. I enjoy a silent movie or two, but never say the lady's a tramp or you could end up dogging with Madame Maxwell. What a picture. What a photograph. They had a hand in foul play and could be kissing up to Mistress Patel's steel toe caps sometime soon. The boys in blue like a bit of spill and polish to blacken up their boots, but Black Lives Matter has put them in the black books, to say nothing about the statistics for successful convictions of sex offenders. The treatment strategy of a programme of one step is highly recommended for Mistress Priti's consideration. If we can't get public listing of perverts, we may as well throw a few more off the local high-rise. Russell Brand insists Follow the Yellow Brick Road is not total absurdity and is a good way of getting off lightly and avoiding a long stretch. I'm with stretching a few necks like the Americans did with Epstein. Now could be the time to point out repeat offending is common from perverts and the American programmes The Walrus claims to know so much about do require that the offenders are put on the publicly known register. So whilst Mistress Priti looks set to discipline Miss Dick for too much truncheon work on peaceful protesters, I won't be calling the kettle black or next thing they'll lock me up as an extremist for pointing out that give us the list is a bloody obvious way to reduce re-offending. I have taken a vow of silence recently as I don't want to be accused of stirring it up over a right royal storm in a teacup. Pass on the Assam. Piers Morgan's coming for tea. You can tell Mistress Priti I'm not against wearing a black hood, no matter how politically incorrect Pierpoint may seem. Let's all see a few sex offenders hanging around for longer in the cells, please, and then give us the list.